politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center, fabulouser than ever, so we always appreciate his help and hard work. Our purpose today is to talk to Steve Stumbris, director of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning, Mark. Good to be speaking with you this morning.
And we have on the line also Brianne Croteau. She is the founder and lead consultant with Croteau Creative Strategies, which is a go-to place for a lot of people around here to learn how to just how to keep up with the times and make sure that they're maximizing their outreach and make sure they're maximizing sort of their personal, I'll call it emotional intelligence and business intelligence as well, their outreach intelligence. Boy, that's probably the worst introduction you've ever had. So, Brianne, you can help me, please. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks for checking in. I'll let you introduce yourself in about 30 seconds here. Steve, why is it important we talk today? You got an event coming up. You want folks to sign up for some workshops. Please introduce them.
And indeed, not just an event, but starting next Monday, a five-part series entitled Breaking Brand, and Brianne is the mastermind for this partnership that brings together not just Bucknell University's Small Business Development Center, but also the Perry County Council of the Arts and arts entrepreneurs from throughout central Pennsylvania. And each of them, through their own stories, through their own expertise, and indeed through their own creativity, are going to be delivering to small business owners via these free online Zoom workshops tools and strategies to help them to help small business owners thrive even in a time of pandemic.
Well, this is really, really cutting edge stuff, and so pleasant to find out that it's a service being offered by Bucknell and Brianne's company. So, Brianne, introduce us to yourself. Probably half the business people in our valley already heard of you, but introduce yourself, and then we'll talk about the first workshop.
Sure. So I work with a lot of businesses. I work with individuals, and my philosophy is empowering potential. So the idea is that whether you're a small business or you're an entrepreneur or you're just someone in the workforce, that you have some unique value. There's something about you that inherently fascinates other people, and that's where your real strength is. And that's what you want to sort of double down on to be as persuasive and effective and successful as possible. So that's the same concept that we're bringing in this series. In partnering with arts entrepreneurs, we want to offer a variety of tools and skills that these artists employ as far as persuasive communication, authentic storytelling, and we want to be able to offer that to small businesses, especially now during the pandemic. The time is most important because a lot of foot traffic is reduced, and so small businesses have to pivot and find new ways to engage in a meaningful way with both their consumers and the community. And so we're really excited to offer this through graphic design, multimedia, social media, brand consulting, to really empower small business owners.
Well, do you find that some businesses are just kind of waiting it out? You know, I do traditional business the traditional way, and I market myself the traditional way, and my messaging is pretty traditional. Do you find some businesses are waiting it out when, in fact, they could pivot, to use Steve's word, and really kind of attract a new audience in a new way?
Go ahead, Steve.
A thought towards that is the traditional way of doing business and the traditional way of just existing in society has been turned on its head over the last year. So it is not the time, especially as a small business owner, to sit back and bide your time and wait and just being reactive. It is imperative now with the tremendously negative impact that small businesses have had due to disconnect with their customers, that they exactly what Brianne is talking about, and what the numerous other arts entrepreneurs that she has enlisted in this upcoming series.
All right. So how did you? Please go ahead, Brianne. Go ahead.
Oh no, I think this is a really good time also for businesses to sort of do an audit in terms of what their brand is. You know, when in normal operations, when we can engage in a regular way with foot traffic and the regular marketplace, that can go by the wayside because you can still be successful. Now I think it's even more important to think about what is my place in my local economy, what is my place in my downtown community, and think about, you know, am I effectively communicating what I see my real value to be? You know, how does my community, my customers, how do they interpret my value? And this is a really good time to think about that authentic messaging and that, you know, how am I connecting? Am I being myself? Do people understand what I think my real value is? So this is a good time to really sort of do a deep dive for small businesses to really see if they're in alignment with what they want to put out in the community.
Well, certainly in the early part of these workshops, that is what you're focusing on. Has nothing to do really with your audience or outreach or social media or anything like that. It's all stuff in the mirror. Who am I? What's my message? What am I doing? Explain how somebody might make a mistake in encapsulating who they really are and what their message is and what their product is and who their audience is. You know, tell us more about that strategy.
Well, I think it's not even so much as a mistake. It's more of a misalignment. So there are a lot of businesses that I've worked with that have had successful pivots to become better aligned with how the community interpreted their value. And I think that's really important because that adaptability and that flexibility is key. I mean, small businesses pivot all the time, not just now during this pandemic, but it's even more important to think about, you know, who am I? Where is my spot here in my local community, in my downtown marketplace? And part of this is listening to how the community values you. You want to make sure those two things are in alignment. So again, it's not so much that you're not doing your part correctly, but you want to make sure that it's in alignment with how the community sees you.
And Steve, the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center is partnering with the Perry County Council of the Arts. In what way is this unique?
This is unique. It brings together small business owners as the audience, as the attendees that we will have joining us starting next Monday at noon, and then throughout noon time period the following 4 Mondays after that as well. But the Perry County Council of the Arts links the artists, links the storytellers, and links people such as the video, the power of video that Rand Whipple from Box of Light Studio, the power of design and graphic design, that those bold images that convey the story, that Michelle Fetter from Lewistown Printworks. Those are just two of the session leaders that are lined up. And Mark, as you said, the early part of this with Brianne leading next Monday's session, it's an internal look. It is helping business owners understand what they're about, what makes them tick, and what makes them unique and authentic people, and then aligning that with the brand of their business. But the sessions quickly move into, well, throughout the course of the 5 programs, they do bring in those tools, those strategies that business owners can use, multimedia, and the you know, $64,000 question: how do I use social media effectively? Mm-hmm. That's session number 4 on February 15th with Missy Smith herself from Perry County Council of the Arts, where she does their marketing efforts and leads their social media outreach so well.
Brianna, the Breaking Brand is the name of this. I've seen Breaking mm-hmm. Bad had a different message. What's Breaking Brand?
Well, we wanted to sort of break free of the idea that a brand is a one-dimensional, static thing that, you know, I develop my brand and, you know, it sort of just sits there. This is more of a dynamic, fluid, ever-changing concept. We want people to sort of really embrace the idea that your brand is the sum of everything. It's the sum of who you say you are, your reputation, how other people value you, and there's a constant motion there. And we want people to really get excited about the brand as an extension of themselves and a way of, again, promoting their authenticity and their real competitive advantage in their local communities.
Brianne, please make a pitch for folks to consider if they have any kind of a business or have one in mind. Sign up for this free workshop and get involved.
Well, you did a pretty good job just there, but we would love to have as many small businesses and entrepreneurs be a part of this series, because we're really excited to have each of the artists talk about their area of expertise and how each of these things work in part. So the idea of all of this is one umbrella, and each of our series is one tool or facet of maximizing and empowering your brand. So the idea is at the end, all small business owners will feel a little bit more empowered about taking control of their own brand and utilizing some of these tips and tricks for their own benefit.
Steve, we'll give you the last word.
We're so excited that I'm so excited to be working with Brianne, and in part showcasing her talents and her capabilities as crypto creative strategies. And I invite listeners to sign up today at bucknell.edu/SBDC for Small Business Development Center. Look for the events, including Breaking Brand, starting on Monday, January 25th at noon.
Well, thank you so much. I'll give some pertinent information about this in my closing remark. I appreciate you both calling in. Thank you, Steve, Director of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Mark.
And thank you, Brianne Courteau, founder and lead consultant with Courteau Creative Strategies. Thanks for calling in today.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
We are talking about a series of workshops, the first one of which is called Your Unique Advantage. It's part of the Breaking Brand series, Your Unique Advantage, Monday, January 25th, 1 p.m. And you can sign up for free. It's all via Zoom, so these are virtual sessions. And you can get the information at bucknell.edu/SBDC.